Welcome to The Refresh from Insider, presented by WebEx by Cisco. I'm Rebecca Ibarra.
And I'm Dave Smith. It is Monday, July 11th, and we are the podcast that updates whenever there's news, all day, every weekday.
Here's the latest. The Justice Department is not swayed by Steve Bannon's offer to testify before the January 6th committee. Donald Trump's former advisor has been stonewalling the committee for months, refusing to testify or turn over documents demanded in a subpoena. His contempt trial over that refusal will start next week after the judge ruled against Bannon's request for a delay. Now, the DOJ says in a court filing, Bannon's last-minute testimony offer should not be mentioned at the trial, especially because he still hasn't produced any documents.
The euro is about one penny shy from reaching parity with the dollar for the first time in 20 years. And some analysts predict the euro could keep falling all the way to 90 cents. Insider's Phil Rosen explains why.
First, the U.S. central bank has been much more aggressive in hiking interest rates compared to the European central bank. And that's pushed U.S. treasury yields higher than those on European bonds. So because of that, investors have flocked to the dollar. And at the same time, Russia's war on Ukraine has sparked an energy crisis. And just today, Russia cut off more of Europe's natural gas supply with the Nord Stream 1 pipeline.
Twitter is trying to reassure employees and asking that they use discretion when tweeting about the Elon Musk situation. In case you took a long weekend, Musk, not so surprisingly, pulled out of the Twitter deal, saying the platform lied about the number of bot accounts and saying he won't even pay the agreed $1 billion backout fee. But Twitter isn't letting Musk get away so easily. Bloomberg reports it's retained a high-powered New York law firm to enforce the merger agreement.
A retired couple in Cypress, Texas could lose their home because they've been feeding ducks. Yes, really. George and Kathleen Rowe, who found comfort in feeding ducks near their property after their daughter died 10 years ago, were hit with a lawsuit from their homeowners association. It complains that the ducks are destroying gardens and pooping all over common spaces. If the Rowes lose the suit, they'd be liable for $250,000 in fines or, if they can't pay, foreclosure. For duck's sakes!
Down, down, down. That sums up the day on Wall Street. All three major indexes fell, with the Nasdaq and its tech stocks taking the biggest hit. It was off more than 2%. The S&P lost around 1% and the Dow 0.5%. Among the big losers was Twitter, whose stock fell more than 11%. Today was the first trading day after Elon Musk formally withdrew his offer to buy the company. Today and every day, we're updating The Refresh from Insider as news happens, so check back whenever you want to know the latest. Coming up, we talk about how to prepare for Amazon Prime Day to sift through the chaos and make sure you get the best deals. The changing world of hybrid work offers new possibilities. WebEx enables them with an open platform and many integrated partners like Notion, Unifor, and Salesloft. Powerful partnerships power hybrid work. Visit apphub.webex.com. WebEx, working for everyone. Former White House aide Cassidy Hutchinson is sequestered with her family and a security detail after the 26-year-old's bombshell testimony before the January 6th committee. Also, remember how committee vice chair Liz Cheney said some witnesses were receiving threatening messages like this one?
A person let me know you have your deposition tomorrow. He wants me to let you know he's thinking about you. He knows you're loyal and you're going to do the right thing when you go in for your deposition.
Well, according to the New York Times, that message was directed toward Hutchinson, and it led the committee to rush her public hearing.
If you don't want to be hit with a huge increase in campaign emails, then you're running out of time to submit public comments on an FEC ruling that could allow Google to let political committees avoid junk filters. Here's Insider's Dave Leventhal.
Federal Election Commission decisions often range from obscure to painfully arcane, but this one could hit you right in your email inbox where it hurts the most. If Google gets its way, expect many more political emails that ask you to make a donation or to sign a petition.
The deadline for public comment is Saturday.
A Texas woman claims that if a fetus is considered a life after the overturning of Roe v. Wade, then it should also be considered a passenger in the carpool lane. When she got pulled over while driving in the carpool lane, a cop asked Brandy Batone if she had another passenger, and she pointed to her 8 months pregnant stomach.
I was like, ugh. I was like, right here. Here she is.
That's her talking to ABC 7. She still got a ticket, but she plans to fight it in court.
India will surpass China as the world's most populous nation sometime in 2023, according to a new report from the UN. It would be cool if they get some kind of medal for it, maybe like a gold trophy shaped like a baby. Anyway, both India and China currently have populations of more than 1.4 billion people. The UN also projects the global population will reach 8 billion later this year, around November 15th.
The newest Marvel film, Thor: Love and Thunder, was a box office hit over the weekend. It grossed more than previous Thor films, earning $143 million just in its opening weekend. Globally, ticket sales surpassed 300 million. I might actually have to go and see it now. It's Amazon Prime Day this week. It kicks off tomorrow, and what started in 2015 as a celebration of Amazon's 20th birthday has become this massive annual two-day sale. Well, we have a whole team here at Insider who help people spend their money more wisely. And to help you sort through the thousands of discounts and separate the hype from the real deals, we're talking to Insider's Sarah Cyril. Hey, Sarah.
Hi.
So Prime Day has become one of the most hyped shopping events of the year, but how real is the benefit to an average customer? Like, can you really save a lot of money on things you actually want or even need?
Yeah, there are definitely a lot of really dressed up deal events out there that are worth skipping. Prime Day is not one of those. It's approaching on par with Black Friday and Cyber Monday, making it the biggest sale event of the summer. It's probably the second biggest sale event of the year. It may have definitely just started as marketing, but now in 2022, Prime Day is worth checking out.
And what types of products can listeners get especially good deals on during Prime Day?
So a lot of products drop to really worthwhile prices. Keep an eye on TVs, keep an eye on smart home gear, tech products, home goods, small appliances. These are products you can score really solid savings on. And of course, the best deals that you'll find will be on Amazon gear. It's their holiday, after all. So things like Echo speakers, Kindle e-readers, Fire tablets, Fire TVs. This is the best time of year to shop for those, and they will not drop to these prices again until Black Friday.
And what about products to avoid buying during Prime Day because the deals just aren't as good as they seem?
It's less likely that you'll find what we call a bad deal, you know, but more likely that you'll find a product that isn't actually worth buying. You know, Amazon sells so much stuff from their warehouses and also from small party businesses. So there's a lot of no-name products out there that might actually just be out there to scam you. So long as you do your research on the product you're buying, just, you know, keep an eye out for products that are actually worth your time. Otherwise, the deals are pretty worth it.
Have you found any specific products or types of products, though, to avoid? Maybe give our listeners one or two good examples.
I think that you can find a lot of not worthwhile tech products. So, like, you know, sometimes if a brand name looks like it might be sketchy with tech or like tech accessory, maybe do your research, look into the ratings and the reviews there.
So maybe avoid some products from companies you've never heard from.
Yeah, or keep an eye on our reviews, because maybe even if you haven't heard of a brand, it might still be worthwhile. But that's why you can kind of keep an eye on like the number of ratings on a product or how many people like will post pictures of the product and say that they like it. Just you'd be surprised how much information you can find if you scroll all the way down to that sweet customer review section.
How about alternatives to Prime Day, right? Like, are there other online shopping sites that might offer similar deals if listeners just want to avoid Amazon altogether?
Yeah, Prime Day has grown to be such a huge shopping event that other retailers are definitely hopping in on the festivities. So if you'd rather not shop Amazon, or if you don't have a Prime membership, because Prime Day is a Prime member exclusive, don't sweat it. Other big stores like Target and Best Buy have already announced their competing sales, and Walmart always hops in every year. Often, they price match products to Amazon when it comes to really popular items. So if you find something like an iPad down to a really dope price from Amazon, you can probably find it from Best Buy or Walmart, and you won't need a Prime membership for it.
So you and the rest of the team will be busy during this two-day event. Where should people look to follow along as you highlight all the best bargains and deals you're finding?
We'll be providing a bunch of product category roundups. So if you know like what room of the house you're shopping for, or vaguely what you're shopping for, you could check out our guide to the best tech deals or the best home and kitchen deals. You can also check out our live blogs, which will be going out the day of Prime Day. And these are stories that will be getting regular updates every hour with fresh deals so that these really short-lived ones, these really quick sellers, you'll be able to find them there. But honestly, I think the easiest place to find our content is if you sign up for our newsletter. This is where we'll be delivering readers our deals straight to their inbox, and we'll be highlighting the stories that I just mentioned so that you can, you know, sort by whatever category you're shopping, and we'll be picking out a handful of the best deals to put in the newsletter as well.
Sarah, thanks so much for joining us on The Refresh.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me, Rebecca.
Sarah Cyril writes about the best sales on products Insider recommends, along with the latest movie and series releases on streaming. Make sure to follow The Refresh from Insider on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And please leave a rating and review. It helps other people discover the show.
You can also just tell your smart speaker to play The Refresh from Insider podcast. I'm Dave Smith.
And I'm Rebecca Ibarra. Talk to you soon.